Welcome, 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 welcome to our Wild Effectual podcast, where we explore the powerful ideas that shape entrepreneurship today. We're diving into some fascinating themes from the latest research, exploring how entrepreneurs around the world make decisions, engage with stakeholders, adapt to feedback, and navigate their environments, especially when they're building businesses that aim to make a difference. So, with no further ado, my name is Janice Byrne. I'm from Ivy Business School, and I'm attending the Effectuation Conference here in Nantes. And this is November 2024. Who have I got in the studio here with me?
Hello, I'm Art Groen. I'm also an entrepreneurship professor at the University of Groningen, and I run some incubators.
Hi, everyone. My name is E. Dragon Jiang. I'm from ESCP Business School in Paris.
Delighted to have you, E.
Thank you.
So the battle of decision-making and making decisions in entrepreneurship, this notion of flexibility versus rigid planning. So imagine starting a business without a career end goal and just following your instincts, working with what you've got and seeing what it takes. That's the essence, I guess, of effectuation. It's like jazz improvisation for entrepreneurs, and hence our opening ditty. So on the other side, we have causation, that rigid kind of goal-oriented planning. I guess more kind of like classical music, with every note and every beat is planned out. So entrepreneurship is messy. We all know that, this mind-blowing dance between sticking to the plan, but there's also throwing it out the window occasionally. And it's this ability to flex between order and chaos that gives entrepreneurs a unique edge. But there are many ingredients in this recipe of entrepreneurship. So we're going to talk about them, and we're going to talk about a main ingredient in effectual entrepreneurship. And this is this notion of engaging with stakeholders, which is going to be an overriding theme for us today. So talk to me, Dragon. Tell me about building a tribe. Talk to me about stakeholders and social capital.
Yeah, it's a very good question. So for effectual entrepreneurs, it's all about building a tribe of supporters, collaborators, and believers. In the world, for example, where social media rhymes, platforms like TikTok and Instagram have turned networking into a superpower. And we are not talking just about the followers. It's actually the social capital, the real connections that entrepreneurs can cash in when they need support. For example, in our pod yesterday, taking music industry as an example, artists are using effectuation to build partnerships with their fans, co-creating and fueling each other's success. They don't dream solo anymore. They build dreams with their audience. This isn't really networking per se. It's creating a movement, a momentum. And for entrepreneurs, that is the future trial.
You referred to our pod yesterday, which is where we had all these conversations. We were talking through some research papers that talk about issues in effectuation, some contemporary issues in effectuation. Just to pick up on some of the themes that we discussed yesterday, when we talk about this dance, if you like, between order and chaos that effectual entrepreneurs engage in, talk to me, tell me about how they find their stable ground.
I would say for effectual entrepreneurs, it's about building a tribe of supporters, a community that sticks together through ups and downs, and relationships that can thrive under uncertainty. We've explored studies that review uncertainty from all angles. So we had studies looking at the creative uncertainty in digital music collaborations, where artists seek novelty and push boundaries. We also had political uncertainty of revolutions, and the growth uncertainty of unicorn startups that scale fast in India, burn through resources, and sometimes collapse under the weight of their own hype. Effectual entrepreneurs navigate these complexities, crafting dreams alongside their audience. This isn't about practically or merely seeking for resources. It's about a deeper commitment to value-driven actions, doing something for its ethical or even spiritual value, regardless of the outcome. This isn't just networking. It's kind of like crafting a momentum.
I'm just going to pick up on one of the things that you mentioned there, one of the concepts that you mentioned, which is about unicorns. But we also hear people speaking about zebras. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so we had a paper yesterday that actually is built on the unicorn fantasies. So unicorns are those billion-dollar startups that are sexy, but they often leave kind of a mess behind. They grow very fast, they burn resources, but sometimes they also collapse under the weight of their own hype. This is why we had a paper that conceptualizes what is a zebra. So zebras are businesses that are profitable but don't need to take over the world to feel good. They are more sustainable, socially responsible, and built to last. So in a way, zebra ventures are the rebels, businesses driven by purpose, not just profit. They are creating slow, steady, and meaningful change. And in addition, when effectuation comes in, these entrepreneurs work with what they have, adapt constantly, and prioritize community impact over flashy valuations. And in our pod yesterday, the zebras are particularly interesting because they were built in the Indian context.
And context is important, right? And we know that. But just to pick up again on something that you said there with respect to the environment that they're in, and when we talk about zebras, for example, they're entrepreneurs who, they work with what they have, they adapt constantly. Now, we know that when we talk about entrepreneurship today, we often talk about incubators. And I suppose I want you to help me kind of square that circle when we talk about effectual entrepreneurs who are meant to work with what they have and adapt constantly. And then I'm thinking about the incubator and this model of like taking somebody through steps, which is, to me, seems more causal. So, I mean, can those two things be in the same space, this kind of causal step-by-step, I'm supporting you through the way with in an incubator with a kind of a more effectual approach? Are incubators really helping effectual entrepreneurs?
Yeah, well, you know, incubators, there are many kind of incubators. In the paper we discussed yesterday, it was also clear there were two incubators compared. One was much more into also effectual models. It depends on the guys who are, or girls who are running the incubator and the type of coaches they actually bring in. And obviously, it depends also on the type of businesses they attract, because some businesses need effectuation as they are in much more uncertain environment. Other companies can be treated more like causative. And but that's what we see in incubators all the time, that good incubators actually know how to match to the incubatees.
And when you're talking about that situation, I think you're also talking a lot about the support that's given and how we have to be flexible in the support that we provide, which leads me to another topic which we discussed a lot yesterday, which was that came up a lot, was this notion of feedback and feedback loops. So talk to me, Dragan, about feedback. Talk to me about entrepreneurs and effectual entrepreneurs and feedback. To whom do they listen and why?
Yeah, so that is exactly the question we are looking in one of our pods yesterday. So what separates effectual entrepreneurs from causal regarding feedback is very unclear, actually. So it looks at the ability to listen to feedback to their market and to their own guts. Getting feedback isn't just a polite nod to the customer. It's fuel of reinvention. Entrepreneurs collect insights like a mad scientist gathers data, and each piece of feedback changes the game. I would say that, for example, feedback in effectuation theory is actually mentioned in both causation and effectuation. So in causal logic, we have feedbacks that is relatively standardized from the market, and in effectual, the feedback is more like with the stakeholder commitment. So in both effectuation and causation, feedback is a very important topic. However, it's actually at its nascent stage, the whole discussion around feedback. So there is this one paper in our pod yesterday that tried to look at how feedback is being collected following both effectuation and causal logic. So who are the entrepreneurs listening to, collecting feedback from, what kind of feedback actually captures their attention, and how do they implement the feedback at what stage?
And when we talk about what kind of feedback, so we're talking about the types of feedback, stakeholder commitments can be a type of feedback, can't it? Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the effectuation theory, if everybody sees the diagram, there's a very important middle stage where actually the entrepreneur starts to collect commitment from the stakeholders to co-create new goals and new means. And in that stage, actually, the stakeholder commitment is becoming a type of feedback that is embedded in the effectual process.
Finally, let's talk about incubators. These places are more than just office space. They're pressure cookers where entrepreneurs collide with mentors, investors, and each other. They give access to resources and they push entrepreneurs to embrace both effectuation and causation, as we've mentioned. So they help entrepreneurs to think big, to stay flexible, to have a vision, but stay agile. But incubators are not just for startups. They also can strip down entrepreneurs to their raw potential, forcing them to adapt to high-stake environments. What does this all mean? I guess effectual entrepreneurship isn't about following a straight line to success, right? It's about creating your own path and challenging rules. Any parting comments, Dragan, in terms of what effectual entrepreneurship is about?
Yeah, well, you know, you're totally right. Incubators are meant to strip down the entrepreneurs to their raw potential. That's the thing. And as you know, there are quite a lot of entrepreneurs coming into the incubator who are unaware, incompetent of business. Yeah. They know technology, but they don't know business. And that's the thing what incubators need to do, bring them to the business.
Okay. So what does it all mean? Modern entrepreneurship isn't about following a straight line to success. It's about creating your own path, challenging every rule, and building something that's real, resilient, and radical. Today's entrepreneurs aren't just building businesses, they're redefining what it means to succeed by valuing impact, adaptability, and collaboration over quick wins and empty hype. So thank you for joining us today. If you're ready to explore the untamed world of modern entrepreneurship, subscribe and stay with us as we keep challenging conventions and celebrating the entrepreneurs who are making change one bold decision at a time.